Red Film Radio, Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the Lovers Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherby, and I'm here with John Trengo, the director of The Wound. Good morning. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Your film is here in competition, and it created a big buzz in Berlin. It was the opening at Panorama, and it's like one of the most sought after movie in the festival circuit. How do you feel about that? Were you expecting such huge attention?
No, I mean it's really been mind blowing for us. I think that you've got to imagine making this film in South Africa, sort of so far away from where we are now, and it's such a specific film, and it's in many ways quite a small film. So the idea that it would be so well received and that it would resonate with people as well as it has is something that we could never have really anticipated. It was quite an amazing experience.
Your film is about like the initiation of a kid into manhood. There is a very classical and traditional way of initiate kids in South Africa, and which is a kind of really tough and hard and harsh way. What attracted you to this specific
subject?
Well,
I think, the initiation is from the Xhosa culture. So the Xhosa speaking population is one of the bigger population groups in the country. And like you say, they have this very particular rites of passage into manhood. It's a circumcision initiation, boys go into it when they're sort of 16, 17, 18. And I think that what interested me from the beginning is there's a kind of a dichotomy there. On the one hand, it's something very traditional, and certainly we've heard lots of stories about a kind of hyper-masculine kind of indoctrination, very very rigid and confining ways of ideas of what masculinity is and what men should be. But at the same time, I think it is also for many, many men who go through it, a very meaningful moment where the men of a community gather around a young boy and show him his place in the world of men. And that idea for me has always been very profound, and certainly not something that I ever experienced in my own upbringing. And I think that in a world that is underfathered, and in a world where men really grapple with the idea of what it means to be a man, a ritual like this is potentially quite meaningful and still has some kind of place. So it was that contradiction, that sort of push-pull, this idea that there are many different ways of reading it or seeing it or making sense of it, that I think was very interesting from a storytelling perspective.
Well, the issue of manhood is also linked to the fact of the gay plot in the movie, because there's this city kid is initiated. He has a caregiver, which is an older guy that is gay, but he's a hidden gay, but he is supposed to lead him into manhood. So there is this weird combination of the ideas of manhood, of different ideas of manhood, that just clashes together.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that when we spoke about the idea of making a queer film in South Africa, what was immediately so interesting about setting it in the context of the initiation is that it really opens up the themes of the film to something quite complex and interesting. It's a queer film, but it takes on board a lot of ideas that we don't necessarily always see in queer cinema. So for me, that was a very very rewarding and a very interesting process to bring those two ideas together. And also the idea of the initiation. On the surface, it's about young boys being initiated into manhood, but on another level, it really is about the caregiver himself, who is going through his own kind of initiation, and that is related to his sexuality and the idea that he is sort of quote-unquote gay and what that means for him as an adult, what kind of life he should live. So yes, I think as a metaphor, it's something that was certainly very useful to work with in the story and in the construction of the story.
Another thing that I noticed, I mean, that struck me was like the continuous references of the city there and we are here. So the country is the city. The city are bad people, like lazy ones, but we are the real ones. We're in the village, we are the real men. Do you think that the perception of queerness is so different, and this is why the development of the narration go to that end that we cannot say, but of course, which is not an easy and funny ending, let's say. So is this kind of the perception of being gay in the city and in the countryside is so different, I believe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for everybody everywhere, and certainly there are very many different exceptions. But I think what is meaningful is that, and this was something that we did in the film, is we never actually use the word gay. Mm-hmm. That certainly we see intimate sexual relationships between men in the film, but they are never referred to as homosexual relationships, and these are not men who think of themselves as gay men. So for example, you know, Vijay is a character who is married and he has children, and he thinks of himself as a good husband and a good father, and then he has this childhood friend that he sees twice a year, and when they see each other, they have sex. So I think that is quite an unusual thing for a lot of the audiences who've seen the film, because myself included, I think of myself as a gay man, and I think of that as such an essential part of my personality. I can't imagine who I would be or what I would be if that wasn't a defining aspect of who I was.
Yeah.
But I think that it's interesting to remind an audience or to show an audience how really this is just part of a kind of cultural construction, and that there are many different ways of making sense of our sexual identities.
Even if there is always a kind of a part of shame behind, I mean, because being labeled is a shame. I mean, you can manage your own pulsions as you like, but the shame is what what is driving the picture to the end, you know.
Well, you know, there's this interesting tie, I think, between the idea of losing touch with your cultural heritage, your cultural identity, or your traditional identity, and becoming soft. And the word soft is very interesting, and I think that's something that you kind of hear again and again in the film. Soft sometimes refers to the initiate who is gay, who is considered not manly. But soft is also used in relation to the initiate's father, who's gone to the city and become a successful businessman and has sort of lost a connection to his roots and to his origin. And so these two very different ideas of what soft is also overlap. The idea that the father has lost contact and therefore he has this gay son. Mm-hmm. There's that kind of extension to the logic. And I think these are kind of ideas that I learnt about and picked up on through the conversations that I had with many Xhosa men, particularly gay Xhosa men who've been through the initiation or not, who've chosen not to go. I think these for me were more interesting ideas to explore than the idea of gayness, which I think is a very very particular kind of Western idea of thinking about identity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, John Trengrove, for having been with us, director of The Wound. I'm Angelo Cerbi from the Lovers Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.